This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need you to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. God, we're going to start already, I can tell. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and be part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, and doing all that. You know, our hearts, there's a lot of things I want to make fun of, but I can't. You know, our hearts and prayers go out to those people in Florida, in Texas, in Louisiana, and it looks like it's just going to, they're going to get pounded one thing right after the other, right after the other, right after the other. And I really feel bad for them because, you know, it's tough. Here in California, you know, we don't get back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back earthquakes. Because you only need one, right, to make your life kind of miserable. But, you know, the cleanup, the aggravation, the anxiety that something else is about ready to happen, they can only imagine what that's like. And then having to deal with the aftermath, because it isn't unlike an earthquake, for all intents and purposes, it's over when, you know, within minutes. Cleanup goes on for weeks and sometimes months. But those people have to deal with, you know, what is it, storm surges and, you know, the water that's rising that they have to get away from in some cases. So, again, I feel bad for them. My heart I only have one. And that's questionable. My heart and prayer goes out to, hopefully you guys, the same thing. Doesn't matter. Unlike some of the other yo-hos out there, I don't care what political party you're part of. Right? You're part of the human race. That's all that matters. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you're, you know, on the air with us, that you're on one of the chat rooms. You find it at therealside.com. You'll find one on Facebook. Thank you. And Sandra Gibbs is going to join us after the first break. Love having him on. Different perspective, different way of looking at things at times. You'll find that we're on, I won't say different sides. We have a different viewpoint on the DACA kids, right? So it's always good. And guess what? I let him on the show. We have a different viewpoint. Oh, my God. And I let him on the show. Amazing how that works, isn't it? Because some of us are okay with open conversation. Bill de Blasio, one of my favorites. And not because I like him so much, but because there's always, with him, oh, my God. You could talk for days on some of the crazy stuff that he does. But Bill now says, you know, he finally his full communist colors have shown. He couldn't keep them hidden anymore. But Billy Boy says that he argues against private property. Says the state should determine who lives where. What do you think of that, huh? In an interview published Monday at the New York Magazine, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, he went full communist, arguing against private property rights while saying the state should decide who gets to live in what buildings, if you would. In 2003, they said he ran on reducing income inequality. where it has been the hardest to make progress. Oh, where has it been hardest to make progress? He says, yeah, I can't get this print bigger. Wages, housing, schools. And he's talking about living inequality. Bill says, I think people all over the city of every background would like to have the city government be able to determine which building goes where, how high it will be, who gets to live in it. Right, so he's, and this is where you catch these guys. They're ranting along, they're talking in generalities. And for his, I don't know if he understands this, but the city does have building codes where you're allowed to build, how high the buildings are allowed to be. Apparently he's never had to build something himself. But who gets to live in it? That's a telltale comment, is it not? As he's cranking along. So de Blasio actually thinks that residents of New York want the city to decide who gets to live in what buildings. And some of you out there want to know why I call him Comrade. Comrade de Blasio. Xander called him, what do you call him? De Blasio or something like that? De Blanco? De Blizzardio. That's right, because he wouldn't get out in front of any of the blizzards and the snowstorms that came up. He says, I think there's a social impulse, which I hear every day in every kind of community, that they would like things to be planned in accordance to their needs, he added, apparently drawing from the communist maxim of from each according to his ability, to each according to his need. Like, really? So we approve, he wants us to approve building permits based on the need of the people? He then admitted his desire for central planning, and I would too. He's unfortunately, who stands in the way of that is hundreds of years of history that have elevated property rights and wealth to the point that the reality that calls the tune on a lot of development. Look, he's blaming hundreds of years of freedom. Yeah, people have property rights because they buy. Matter of fact, de Blasio, I don't know if you knew this, but in the early days you couldn't vote unless you owned property. And in some ways, that makes sense. In some ways, having skin in the game kind of makes sense, doesn't it? No, come on, people will vote. People who don't have a lot to begin with, they tend to vote for some of these entitlement programs. They tend to vote for things that will make their life a little easier. Everybody wants to make their life easy. Everybody wants it a little easier in their life. But we know this, those of us who have children, and have actually spent time with our children, not just to have children, but spent time with them. You know, just giving them stuff or giving them stuff doesn't help them. It doesn't make it any better. He went on to say, I'll give you an example. I was down one day at Varick Street, somewhere close to the canal, and there were... Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
They call me Cuba.
We are back.
I'm the king of the rumba.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, the time that you're involved in the conversation, if you would. The one and only, Xander Gabe joins us every week, helps me kick off the weekend, and I always so much appreciate the time that he spends with us. But that's working out well, huh? Remember what I told you earlier about computers, how well that works out? It's just great. Yeah, so Xander... I recorded him earlier today, and let's see if we can get, you got to hear this, because he was on it. 5 hours of what we're teed off about this week. Okay, we're in the home stretch. That's right. And you know how you know? Because Xander Gibb is going to join me. That's right. He kicks off the weekend with me all the time, and we get rolling together here, if you would, and figure out what we're going to do, what we're teed off about in the week. And I'll tell you what, we can probably do 5 hours of what we're teed off about this week. Xander Gibb, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Always a pleasure to join you, Joe. How is the world with you, sir?
Well, you know what? I was getting a little bit down, and then somebody sent me a link to a new theme park. And I think you and I might have a lot of fun at this theme park, okay? Apparently, they're opening a new massive Italian food theme park. And my God, you could spend a week in this place. It's so big. You know what I'm saying? And you could eat probably about every 20 minutes.
Wow, let's go.
All
now.
Week.
Forget the show. Let's go now.
All it won't open until next March, April. But it's really hilarious because when you pull up to go into the park, it really does look like you're going into a real theme park. You know, it's got the place you pull up to and the people in the booths and the whole nine yards. But I'm looking at all the food here. I'm thinking, you're right. I might not be able to finish the interview. We're going to have to run and get some of the food. But God, a humongous outside food court in Italy.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, well, they're turning me off here. They got 44. It's run using 44,000 solar panels. It's gonna employ over 3,000 people. My God, this is a food theme park. Think about that. God, I'm excited. I know you can't tell, but I'm really excited. Wow.
Yeah, food. Anything to do with food. Kind of,
but no. Excites me. Food theme park, though. I mean, if you're really, John Panay, God bless him, he's gone now, but he was a comedian, and his big thing was food. And the thing that always turned him on, the thing he loved the most, was he'd go to Vegas. And I guess I haven't been to Vegas in a long time, but when he goes to Vegas, they have these theme buffets, all-you-can-eat buffets. And he said he always got, they had a Wizard of Oz buffet, and he just would go crazy. His two favorite things, the Wizard of Oz. And a food buffet. Yeah, I know we're gonna talk each other into lunch here in about 30 seconds, aren't we?
Yeah.
Right.
I usually get banned from all these all-you-can-eat places. After the first time of going, and they've created all this food for the whole afternoon, and I eat it all, and then they're like, "Mr. Gibb, you're banned."
Yeah. Well, yeah. I know. Can you imagine you, me, and two other guys our size walk in, and we wouldn't even probably get past the first cash register, right? Sorry, gentlemen. We're closed. we're closed. An emergency closure. We're done.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, seriously. So, let's just talk about things. Let me poke at you a little bit to get your blood pumping. Let me see. Anna Navarro is in your news feed again. Tell me, what is it with you and her? I mean, you guys got up on the wrong side of the bed? I don't like her. I mean, I don't like her only because she goes from zero to screech in about a minute, second and a half, really, not a minute and a half, but a second and a half.
I think for me, the problem is that I think that anyone who can change their perspective given, how much any company is prepared to pay you, it decries her credibility. And this woman, is for sale to the highest bidder. She calls herself a Republican. She says she's a conservative, but her whole timeline is kind of like anti-Donald Trump. And that's fine if you want to disagree with his policies, if you want to disagree with his decisions. But, we keep coming back to this about the personalization. We said with Barack Obama that, his wife and his kids were off limits. So how come it's okay to attack Donald Trump's wife? And his children and she feeds into this. She really is she's like a succubus where the president is concerned. And the concern for me is that keep it political. Don't call yourself a political commentator if what you really are is just a critic.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And she's hanging like everybody else. They use, it's really funny. They're like a bunch of AAA, triple D kids in school, right? You give them something new to focus on, and they run to it. When was the last time you heard anything about Russia, right? I mean, with these people. They were all over Russia. Every 10 minutes, somebody was tweeting or posting somebody. This DACA thing is hilarious because if you get down to brass tacks, what President Trump did first, and I played this clip last night. What I played was President Obama saying, this is a temporary stopgap measure. Congress needs to get its butt in gear.
So, you know, Congress will hang 20 years before it gets its butt in gear. So President Trump comes in and says, look, you guys have done nothing with this. I'm going to give you 6 months to fix it or else. And then what they don't tell you is the details. The details are if you already have a permit to be here, if you already have a permit under DACA, you get a two-year extension. 2 years.
Right.
So nobody's coming to get you next Tuesday at 5 o'clock. And then on top of that, if you haven't done anything, they're giving the Congress 6 months. But, you know, some people are going to get mad at me, but here's the deal. We have two ways for you to be in this country, right? One way is the you get your citizenship. The other way is you get your permanent residency. If you've been in this country for a long time and you know that you are here illegally, why haven't you at least filed papers for your personal residency? I have no... I'm not trying to be mean, but I don't have any sympathy for you at this point. If you've done nothing to make your stay here more permanent, am I being too cold-hearted?
Yes, and no. You know, I'm gonna bother a few people now. I mean, I totally agree with you, but here's the issue for me about immigration. The system has been messed up for so long that even those in charge of the immigration system don't know how to run it properly. The green card system is really messed up. You know, I know people that have applied for jobs in the country. You can't get a job without a visa, and you can't get a visa without a job, which is a step on the rung of the ladder towards becoming legal in the United States. You know, do I think that they should just, you know, give a pass to everybody? No. Absolutely not. Certainly not criminals. Anyone that's been a criminal in this situation should be sent back to where they come from at their own expense.
Yeah, don't go far. Xander Gibb will be with us on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Xander Gibb is joining us. He's with us. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks so much for being with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm sorry for the trouble that some of you are having. It's an electronics day, apparently. I don't know what to tell you. Everything seems to operate better when it's 110 degrees outside. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I want to get right back to him because I always enjoy when he's on with me. All right, let's get right back, because I don't want to waste any of his time, and I always love when I have him on the show. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week. The kick the weekend, you know, I do the party thing on the weekend, but I know you and I are at that age where, 9 o'clock comes rolling around, I'm looking for the sheets. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm almost in my PJs by that point in time. So we were rolling on like everybody else. Okay, we're rolling on the immigration thing here in America. I agree with you. Look, it's broken. It shouldn't take 20 years for somebody to become a citizen. It shouldn't cost them 20 grand for them to become a citizen. But
no.
But breaking the law because you don't like it or it doesn't fit for you, in my mind, is still not right. I still don't like the fact that, even though somebody's been here, I watched Jesse Waters. He interviewed a bunch of people who have been here for 25-plus years, most of them in New York City, here illegally. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you have a family here. I'm sorry that you have you've known for years that you're here illegally. If you've not filed a piece of paper, you've done nothing to make it right, why should I feel bad for you if they're going to send you back? I mean, talk to the cold-hearted guy here.
I mean, I don't disagree with you, but, you know, we've all known people in this situation. You know, we've all known people sure. that are illegal. And, you know, the thing is that it's not the easiest thing to do. You know, even if you're qualified and you want to come into the United States, because there are certain people we want to come here, like doctors, lawyers, jobs where industries where that are kind of, you know, underpopulated. But if they can't get a job without a visa and they can't get a visa without a job is the first rung on the ladder. Surely we need to look at how the system operates and what the great cracks in that system are that people are exploiting all of the time. Because, yes, I totally agree with you 200% that it is wrong. But when people have exploited those cracks, surely some of the blame has to come down to the American government. And I don't mean the Trump administration. I mean, you know, for the past 20 years, you know, he's been doing it for a year. But some of the blame needs to be left at the door of the American government.
Oh, hey, look, I agree with you from a standpoint. It's It's like these parents, and I know I'm going to tinge some people right now. You let your kids get away with murder, and then they come up on, you know, 14 and 15 and doing things that all of a sudden you go, wait a minute, I don't like that. I don't like that. And I talk to young kids who say, you know, I looked at my mom and said, all of a sudden you want to be a mother? All of a sudden you want to tell me what to do? And it's kind of what we do. We ignore the law because, you know, we don't like it. It costs us too much money to enforce. Whatever the reason is, we ignore the law. And then we wonder why we get so far behind and we have so much trouble. People, I don't know. It's really funny how even my conservative friends, hardcore conservative friends, all of a sudden they find a soft spot or a workaround. Plenty of things. I'm not just talking about immigration. I'm talking about other things, too, as well. And I think it's wrong. Either we take a stand against, for or against something, or we don't. Right? I mean, seriously. It does get crazy.
Absolutely. And we emphatically should. You know, take the United Kingdom. You know, I have always had a foot, you know, both sides of the pond. And take the United Kingdom, for example. They did an amnesty, and they said, anybody who's in the country today, come and register. We will give you the ability to work, and we'll give you the possibility to work towards being able to either stay permanently or have citizenship. And it wasn't very successful because they did it again. I mean, how can you have more than one amnesty? I'm not suggesting that there should be an amnesty. But the whole point is that if after a certain point you have not registered, and there's a building for this with this DACA, and that's if you have not registered or got yourself on a path to being legal after a certain point, then who can you blame? Not Donald Trump.
No, everything's his fault. Get in line. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Right? I mean.
Yeah, it is.
I always get a kick out of that. It's kind of like, let me see, race relations has grown only in the last 7 months to the level it's at now, or I should say it's deteriorated to the level it's at now because of Donald Trump. I mean, you go down the whole list. Now, when you talk about the economy, which seems to have turned the corner to a degree and it's doing okay, that's because of what Obama did 2 and 3 years ago. It had nothing to do with President Trump. And we're right back to it again. Think about this. We're allowing people to set the narrative again. When President Obama, I don't want to get anybody upset. When ex-President Obama took office, he was allowed to blame George Bush for everything going wrong for the first 5 years. Nobody really questioned him. And everything that was going right was all because of what Obama did and the fact that he was in office. Interesting how on January 21st, the day after Trump was sworn in, everything negative was his fault. And everything positive was because of what Mr. Obama had put in place. They're freaktoids.
Well, the thing is, you can only blame the previous administration for 4 years, because after the first 4 years, you are the previous administration.
That's a good point.
But I have to agree with you. You know, I went to my doctor recently, you know, because I have disabilities and I have back problems. And my back has got a little worse. And I said, doctor, why is my back worse? And his words exactly were, Donald Trump. I mean, I'm obviously being facetious, but this is how ridiculous it has got.
Yeah.
Get real. Stop being so ridiculous. And if you are relying on your liberal logic, at least give the rest of us a little bit of credibility to know that we're not going to agree with that, because it's ridiculous.
Well, I think the other part of it, too, is that we're looking, you know, this DACA thing, they're doing exactly what they've done in the past, where now they're interviewing these young kids that are bawling and crying and, you know, they're going to move me out, I'm gone, I'm out. And it's like, wait a minute, first and foremost, they're not going to drag you out of school and send you back to wherever, okay? That's not how it works. Number two is, you've had years now, after President Obama said, go get these permits to be here, you've had years to see. This is probably where you and I kind of take a little bit of a split here, because after President Obama gave them this, for all intents and purposes, temporary amnesty, they should have gone the next day or within the next few weeks and gotten their paperwork. What if they've not even taken it? What if, in your mind, what if they still haven't got off their butts after all of that to get paperwork? I mean, I'm sorry. I still have a hard time having any kind of feelings for them, because they've had triple chances now and they've done nothing to fix it.
We don't split there at all on that. I totally agree with you because they've been given the opportunity to do it. And it's like the people that were given the amnesty in the United Kingdom. If you don't take up the amnesty in a certain period of time, then you should be kicked out. But obviously, you know, the liberal government in the UK gave them another amnesty. Surely what Mr. Trump was doing by giving a 3-month extension, you know, by saying, look, get this sorted out within 3 months, you know, how dare he expect them to have got it sorted out in time and then give them another 3 months? I mean, he's a bad guy, this Donald Trump. He really is.
Well,
a bad guy.
I tell you what, my latest piece is about how we have no Republicans in D.C. and we really at this point can't trust any of them. And it's real simple for me. ACA, we're going to repeal and replace, repeal and replace, repeal and replace for 7 years, long before President Trump came into the picture. They have an opportunity. They have the power. Bupkis, right? And then the thing with immigration. How long have these guys have been screaming, we have to fix immigration, we're going to fix immigration, we have to fix immigration, we're going to fix immigration. Now they have wide open. They have the ability to fix immigration. Nothing. Crickets. Nothing. They're not ready.
It's concerning. I saw someone yesterday, and I'm not going to name them, but they said maybe it's time for a third party in the United States because their Republican Party are just becoming so wimpy. I mean, get a backbone. Get behind your president. I mean, you know, we've got control right now, and it's sad to me that even those that, you know, there's no secret that I was a never Trumper, but as soon as he won the nomination, I got behind him 200%. And no one was paying me to do that. No one was giving me any kind of endorsements, no free washing machines for endorsing him or supporting him. But I did that because I consider myself to be patriotic and party minded. And you don't have to like him, but why are still some Republicans?
I wish I had time.
We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Really, seriously. And you got to love Xander. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. Kind of, sort of. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Back at it with Xander Gibb. Always enjoy when he has me on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can also head up to the website, therealside.com, where you could watch live, listen live, take the poll. On Facebook, you've got a Facebook feed. I mean, we make it easy for you to get the show. We have Apple apps, Android apps, all kinds of fun stuff. Take a listen. Xander joins us again. Okay, we're back at it with Xander Gibb. Xander, before we get going like with a Chip and Dale, the two, not the dancers. There's a vision. You know, isn't it funny? When I was growing up as a kid, you said Chip and Dale. We all knew who you're talking about, right? The two little chipmunks on Saturday morning. Now you say Chip and Dale. You have to make a distinction. Not the dancers, the cartoon characters. You know.
No, I was thinking about Chairs, to be honest.
Okay.
But they Chip and Dale Chairs, you know, that's where my brain goes.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm not there. Sorry. I'm looking at a cartoon character. Shows you where my IQ is at. Anyhow.
For sure.
We start going and we never stop. Tell people where they can maybe read your writings or what do you got going on and where can they find you? And I don't mean physically.
And any pizza place everything's sent very central, alexandergibb.com. You can buy my book there, The Boy from Beyond the Ice House. I try to write a column weekly, but have not been able to do that of late. But I wrote one a week or two ago. Everything is there. The information about when the show is coming back. Everything in one central place at xandergibb.com. And you can obviously find me every Friday with Joe Messina on The Real Side.
Yeah, but I won't be eating pizza. You know, just so we're clear about it. The you know, something I know a lot about, and I'll speak for myself, you know, little round fat guys, okay? I'm telling you, we are wound tight, and got this little guy over in North Korea who thinks he's just, I don't know, what do they call it, Napoleon complex, right? When you're a little short guy and you just want to show people how powerful you are. I am thoroughly concerned about him for two reasons. One is he thinks he's a god, okay? And by believing that, what's to stop him from doing just about anything? Because it really doesn't hurt him, right? And then number two is, unlike his father and his grandfather, apparently this guy cannot be bought, and I don't mean because he has character, but I mean he really wants to show people how strong and how tough he is. I really believe, and I'm not praying for it, don't get me wrong, I believe at some point in time this man is going to fire off a rocket with a nuke on it, period. Yeah. What say you? Do we act first? Do we wait and see? I know you're not a military expert, but I know you've got thoughts on this, too.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but my full title is General Xander Gibb. But, yes, I do agree. Here's the thing that's really bothered me about the liberals, and it really highlights their idiocy, that they think that this guy should be left alone and he shouldn't be challenged. And how dare big, bad Mr. Trump stand up for the American people by threatening him. But this is the thing. For 8 years, we had this namby-pamby fool in the White House who would send thank you cards to everyone that offended us and treated us badly. But now that we've got this guy that's got some gumption, shall we say, for want of a better phrase, that actually will stand up and say, you're not going to do this to us, and if you do mess with us, we're going to do this to you. They can't deal with that. I mean, thank God, you know, that Donald Trump is not presidential, because what we've seen of presidential for the last 8 years is this tomfoolery, this idiot who apologizes for America and gives, you know, $500 million to our enemies. I mean, you're not telling me that Iran are going to spend that on, you know, taxicabs and infrastructure.
No, and if you think about the money... Think of these dictators, the Castro brothers, okay? We're giving them money. Think of what's going on in Iran, right? And then you look here at, you're giving this guy money, or not that we have or we're going to. It hasn't helped. It's actually always made the situation worse. And all these little dictators, you know, they're doing well. They're doing okay. They've got castles and palaces and what have you. And the people around them are dying. They're just starving to death and dying.
Right.
I've read stories about North Korean soldiers that have defected, and they talk about what they get for food and why they're even in the military. One guy was saying it's not so much that they're forced into the military, but if they go into the military, they get food and their family gets food.
Right.
I mean, seriously, I'll do pretty much anything for food, but you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, let's not go there. And why do we keep coming back to food, Joe, on your show?
I'm hungry.
It really is.
Yeah, I know. It's disgusting, right?
Most concerning.
When I started the show, it was on Friday afternoons, and I had an Italian pizzeria that sponsored the show. So I'm shoving my face with pizza every Friday while I'm doing the show. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's absolutely fine, because I would be doing. Is there any Italian pizza companies that want to sponsor my show? Then ZanderGibb.com. You know, the reality of this is that, you know, it's awe-inspiring how they talk about the instability of Donald Trump. I mean, you stand Donald Trump next to Kim Jong-un, or whatever his name is, and Donald Trump is the most stable person, you know, in history, which is alarming. Because obviously we know that Donald Trump, you know, gets into a bit of trouble for being fiery and passionate.
No.
But with this Kim Jong-un, whatever his name is, never know what his name is. But this guy is the epitome of mental illness. You don't want him with his finger near a nuke.
Yeah, he is a very scary guy, because again, like I said, doesn't look like there's anything that will slow him down or anything that upsets him. It's and I get it with these dictators. It's all about them. I got that. You know, it's just craziness. But the other thing is still the hysteria around Donald Trump. You know, take a few minutes. I'm amazed. It's almost like every time they find a little tidbit they think they can lock in on with him, they jump all over it. But you know, the reality here is that
They've got nothing still. The Democrats still have absolutely nothing to sell us or nothing to put out there on the table. Don't you think that's why they're still locked on him, or do you think it's just simply hate?
Well, I hate to bring it back to food again, but it's really what I call free pizza, because while they're giving us this free pizza, oh, look at Russia. Look at what Donald Trump is being accused of. Look at what Donald Trump's father did. Look at what Melania is wearing. While we're looking at all of that stuff, we're not actually looking at how big a failure right now the DNC is. I mean, let's face it, they've got two trippy old ladies, Nancy Pelosi and Wiggy Waters, that are these seniors. And if they're seniors is right, but if they're the people that are the face of your party, what does that say about the DNC right now? It has no credibility, and the only way they get any kind of standing anywhere is to call everybody racist, to say that everybody is discriminate, and to tell lies about the president. And I say this every time because I think it's imperative to say, do we think Donald Trump is perfect? Absolutely not.
No.
Far from perfect. But he is the president, and we need to support him. We need to stop listening to the lies of the left, because that's what they actually want to do. They want you to take your eye off the ball, because there are some people out there that are not just single-issue voters, they're single-issue supporters, and they're ready to jump ship over the silliest of things, Anna Navarro. But that's a paycheck issue, so we won't go there with Anna Navarro.
I am, again, I look at this, you're right. They're bankrupt. And when I say they're bankrupt, I'm not talking about financially. I'm talking about morally and with ideas and what have you. Even the other day, Chuck Schumer jumping on this debt ceiling thing, hey, well, we made a presentation to the president. We told him what he needed to do, and, thank God he did it. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, what a bunch of self-righteous pieces of work. You really believe that you're the reason. I mean, raising the debt ceiling is so exciting for these Dems, because it just means they get to spend more money for real. So there was nothing there. The president wanted what he wanted. They shouldn't have had it in the same bill. It's all a line of crock and distractions as far as I'm concerned, but I'm not the smartest guy in the room. It's just amazing to me that they're still on the sender. We run out of time again, as usual. We'll have to turn it into a 3-hour show just for you one of these days.
For sure.
Yeah, tell people. And I know it's so easy for you. You make it so easy. I make it so hard. Tell people again where they can find stuff on Xander Gibb.
Yes, absolutely. Everything is at xandergibb.com. Check it out, and we will be back with you at some point with the X-Rad Show. Thank you so much, Joe. And give my very best birthday wishes to your lovely wife, Tammy.
I really do hate him for doing that. He's got one place to get everything. For me, you got to go like 27 different places to get everything. But you find most of it on therealside.com. That's therealside.com. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff you've been taught to hate, right? And, I mean, all the things you've been told you need to hate, but you really don't. It's just, it's just a bunch of distractions. It's just the garbage to throw at you to try to get you to believe that we're just so bad. So, Governor Brown in California, we're going to talk about this in the next hour. He's blocking the what's called a stormwater fee bill, okay? The guy hasn't found a tax that he doesn't like. And we're going to talk about that more on the other side of the break. I got a whole bunch. I got a smorgasbord of stories and information that I want to go through in the next hour. And we're going to do a lot of the college campus crazy stuff. Seriously. There's a student newspaper that's calling for a higher density of sex shops near university. It's always a good thing. Used to be you wanted more 7-Eleven. I don't know. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a little bit.